Good morning, everyone, for this bright and wonderful day, our Lord's Day. For this reading, we have reading from two books, Isaiah and Ephesians. And you can find in your reading from the Brown Bible, 7:40 and 11:59. So I start off by reading from Isaiah 62:5. As a young man marries a maiden, so will your sons marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. And for Ephesians, husbands, love your wife, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
All right. Can you guys hear me okay there? Is the sound coming through? All right. Praise God. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share a little bit in the Word of God. And, you know, everybody sort of has it on their mind right now about the big royal wedding in England, right? That's a big to-do. I caught a little glimpse of some highlights there. It's a beautiful ceremony and all. And in the scripture, the last one we're talking about in Ephesians was talking about the bride of Christ, which is basically is the church. And so I'm going to share a little bit about the church and hopefully offer some inspiration. So let's go before the Lord in prayer first. Father God, just thank you, God, as I stand here in front of the congregation, being one of the members, God, that you know my heart, Lord, and you know the things that I pondered, God, and searched in the scriptures. And I just pray, God, right now that you would help me to communicate and to enjoy with my brothers and sisters, God, the adventure that you take us on, Lord Father God, and how you inspire us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. All right. So I want to start off, first of all, I'm really, really happy to say that to see my mom, my sister Michelle, and her mother-in-law Marilyn that have come here. They knew that I was going to be speaking today, and we are celebrating today. Can I say which one? Okay, I can say. So my sister told me I'm going to come here. It's my 50th birthday, and I want to spend it with you, brother, since you're going to be talking. So thank you, sister, for that. God bless you, and happy birthday. Her name is Michelle. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michelle. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to get my phone started and ramped up to share something. Now, this was a beautiful thing that happened yesterday. My sister's children, they planned this party out in the Thomas area for her 50th birthday. And one thing that my niece, I don't know if she spearheaded, I think so, but at least she contacted me, is she wanted to get 50 memories from people that know her, to share with her and put it in a bound book and give it to her. And I was able to write something about my sister. I was trying to get my phone to go here on the Bluetooth here. I'm gonna try it one more time and see if it happens. And if not, then it doesn't. Yeah, so it's memories of Michelle. But the main thing I had said in the letter to Michelle is, you know, being a little bit, I was older than her, and especially when you go back in kids, I mean, 2 years, 3 years, 7 years makes a big difference, right, in siblings sometimes when you're around and what you're doing and stuff like that. So with my sister, she hung out a lot more with my sister Sandra, being younger, another girl, and then I had a younger brother, Jimmy, as well. And but I'll tell you what, after we finally became adults and both became Christians, we have sat down many, many times. I don't know what was our porch. Her porch was like our favorite spot. We would just sit there and we would talk about how, you know, maybe challenges we were going through and how God has helped us through things and what God is teaching us. And I could just listen to her. And in the letter that I wrote a little bit about Michelle, I would share that. And my mom knows this because she tells me all the time, is that God has given Michelle this wisdom because she's close to the Lord. She reads the Bible and she takes it within her heart. And that has been just a great time to have a sibling that you can go over there, love them as siblings, but really be able to talk about the things of God. So I just praise you. I just praise the Lord for my sister Michelle, that I have that. And I expect years and years to come with her and I being able to share together. Okay, so we're going to see. I have a little video clip, right? Because remember, not too long ago, we were talking about this message, and we titled this whole sermon right here, which I'm going to have a little bit of assistance with on the title, just in case nobody does it. If you don't remember, okay? But I'm going to see if this video clip will work, and then after that, I'll go a little bit into my message. All right? Fingers crossed. Right. So if you guys, I'll tell you this, if anyone else becomes a speaker here, you get your material in at least a couple days ahead of time so it can be imported. It's a lot easier. But I'm a newbie, okay? But let's see what happens. We're gonna see.
Don't waste yourself.
What's your style?
My style? You can call it the art of fighting without fighting.
The art of fighting without fighting? Show me some of it.
Later. All right. Don't you think we need more room?
Where else?
That island, on a beach. We can take this ball.
Okay.
Try to pull yourself up.
Give me out of this.
Or I'll let go of the line.
What's the matter with you kids? Come on, pull. Bruce, they'll help me when I get started. I'll break in.
You guys remember that? From years ago. So when I told Pastor, he said, are you going to be speaking and everything? I said, yeah, I'm going to be preaching with the art of not preaching because I don't know what I'm doing. Right? But God is good, and all he does is ask us to do our best. So I've got a couple quick object lessons with you. We're going to do two almost at one time. Okay? So first of all, you know, I should back up a little bit. In one of the whole like driving forces, why was I even willing to speak at all? Okay, this is all the fault of Clifford Chow. Where are you at, Clifford? Where's Clifford at? Clifford and I, we're washing dishes in the back after Jung. And he goes, you know, because I accidentally sort of spoke one time when Pastor hurt his back, and I had a lesson planned for my Sunday school, and I actually bought him a gift certificate to Massage Envy. So the next day when he says, I'm on my way to the hospital, I came up here and spoke, and Clifford was here that time, right? Did I get that right? So he goes, well, when you get, that was a long, long time ago. And so I said, you know what? I think God has been laying on my heart, you know, to study and maybe do it, you know, one time. And actually, I have this one theme in mind, okay? And so this one theme I'm going to do, and it's talking about... I want to give the title away right here, but I'm going to need someone in Mandarin to help me. And one of the things, you know, in church and stuff is a lot of times that there's different criticisms about church, and I feel a kind of a protector. Like when I go somewhere and I'm in public and someone's talking about the church, I get like this kind of thing inside me that feels like in the scripture, wait a minute, the church is the bride of Christ. You're talking about the bride of Christ. And I know how much I love my wife, and it doesn't go over well, right? So there's this kind of defensive thing that happens with me, right? So I said, okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share a little bit. But if you're going to talk about the church, some of the things that people say is, watch your wallet. You know, the church always, they have their hand out ready to take offerings and this and that, which we are going to take offering later. We're going to just focus on that. No, that's something we do out of pleasure, but it's not a negative. It's a positive to give back to God. So today, I'm going to reverse it, and I want to give away some money here, okay? All right, so I already have two volunteers. These guys, this is an object lesson that they're going to help me with. During this process, I've got one other tiny little key, and then I'll go straight into the scriptures and share. So we are going to have Josh and Michael come up here on the stage with me. Okay? And you guys have your equipment? Okay. We're going to get our equipment up here. All right? So I want you to have the fives. Okay? So Michael, you can go on that side of here. Josh is right here. Now, I chose these guys here because they're both athletes. They're both competitive athletes. This is a crew team member. From what school?
It's a club.
Oh, it's a club? Okay, club. And for McClatchy, we have a volleyball player here. So what's going to happen here is Josh is going to start, right? And he is going to independently start, and all he's going to do is he's going to curl. But Josh is not going to stop curling until he can't go anymore. So go ahead and begin. Okay, just individually. One at a time, nonstop. Nonstop. Okay, Michael over here is going to do a shoulder press. So what he's going to do is he's going to independently start to raise the dumbbells nonstop. Go for it. Okay, let them go. They're going to have fun. And they are going to go... There you go, nonstop. There's no rest. There's no rest here. Okay, well, these guys are doing their thing. The next thing I want to do is, like I said, I have an envelope. One is Michael's and one is Josh's here as they're going, right? But I have one other special thing here. And so this is 100 RMB. This is Chinese money. So I'm going to tell you the title of the sermon in Chinese. If you can understand my tone, which comes from the Shaolin Temple, then you can come up and you can collect this 100 RMB. All right. So if you know it, I want you to raise your hand, and then I'm going to have a call you up here. Okay, here we go. Okay. Bu shu shuo wo lao puo de huai hua. Huh? Okay, the person that can understand me, come up and claim this 100 RMB. Okay, come on up. You gotta come on up. He is going to translate, and he is going to take this RMB. He probably, maybe he has a trip, a plan to China. Okay, come on. To claim it. All right? You can say it in Chinese correctly, and then the translation.
in Chinese is 不许说我老婆的坏话. That means you're not allowed to say any bad words about my wife.
Don't talk about my wife.
Talk
okay.
about my wife.
Okay. There we go. All right. Thank you. Thank you. 谢谢. Okay. These guys are going, right? So, and keep on going. All right. When you see them not going anymore, they have hit it. They've hit rock bottom. They went as much as they did. So how did this all get started? Why am I doing this? Because during a lesson, even before volunteering to do all this, I asked myself, I went and I was teaching a Sunday school class and we came across the word worship. And I, it was asking, okay, do you really worship God with all your might? Do you give him your, do you give him 100%? And I had to search myself, especially if you're a teacher. If you're a teacher and you come, you have to practice what you preach. So I knew that I need to search myself. Yeah, yeah, this is amazing. These are real athletes, people. All right, so as they're going here, I searched myself and I said, what does worship mean? To me, I thought worship was only talking about songs. I said, okay, so if I sing with my heart, even though I can't sing that well, okay? Okay, keep going, Michael. Okay, you can go sit down. You did good. Keep on going, Michael. Okay, we're gonna do a little adjustment. I want it from right here, up, and then down to there only. There we go. We could have finished this a long time ago. All right, guys. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, guys. So I had to ask myself, do you worship with all your heart? One of the parts of worship was singing. I go, okay, am I giving 100%? How about prayer? And I thought, okay, in my prayer life, how am I doing? Do I, when I pray, it's not elaborate words, but am I praying from the bottom of my heart? You know, both when you're at, you know, the silent prayers, the vocal prayers, like I started here and during offering time and during class time, am I doing all this stuff from my heart so that I worship God? And I really like in this book, in this story, it said that to worship someone was to give, to proclaim or to announce someone's greatness. And in our study materials, Josh is rubbing his bicep there. and in the study materials, it says, well, who are the people that you worship, right? And I remember young, that's why I was part of the Bruce Lee was things. I remember when I was young, boy, did I idolize Bruce Lee. I wanted to be just like him and took martial arts class. And my mom used to always say my foot was always kicking, especially close to people's face, which is not comfortable, right? And so I think I heard the volume go up, I'm sorry, here. And so when I asked myself about worship, it says, well, who are the people in your life? What would you do for the people in your life? And I really took stock. And I said, but is that how I feel towards God, right? And so what I want to do right now is in taking stock right here, I want to share a couple scriptures about things that we can do for God, but when we do with all our might and all our heart, right? So the first one here, are you okay on looking up scriptures? Right? Okay. Is to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, 18 through 20. These guys are really great on doing this right here. Okay. Just in case, I'll get the Bible ready here. Okay, 1 Peter. Chapter 2. Thank you guys for bearing with me here.
chapter 2, just in case, and I'll go ahead and read out loud, and it may appear on the screen here. Okay, it did. Good. Okay, so in this one, in talking about doing good, it says, slaves, submit yourself to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. Okay? Next. Look good. Okay. 19. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and enduring it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. God, in the rest of the verses here, God set an example when he was mocked and when he was beat and when he was accused and all those things. He set an example, so in doing good deeds, and my point earlier was, Am I giving 100% and doing good deeds and following and going through hardships? Do I do it even if the person I'm dealing with is not even fair to me? If they're unfair, how does my Christian character come out? Okay. We also know that in Galatians 6 and 9 and 10, it says for us not to grow weary in doing good deeds. So we have to just endure, much like these guys were doing in their weightlifting when they were pushing themselves going there, that we can't get tired. It can't be something that just happens in the beginning and doesn't continue. Okay? And one of the fruits also of doing well, I'm going to read in 2 Peter, and it's going to be found in 2 and 11 and 12. It says here, First Peter here. Okay. Verse 11 here. Okay, dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you for doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. So I was thinking here in the deeds that we must do, that we cannot be weary to do them. We have to continue to do them. We have to do them even in harsh circumstances, working with people that make our life hard. And the fruit that it produces is that it can bring glory to God. Okay? I want to move on real quick, guys, to a scripture found in Jeremiah 13. Okay. This is the verses about the linen belt here. I'm going to read this to you here. And it says, this is what the Lord said to me. Go and buy a linen belt and put it around your waist, but do not let it touch water. So I bought a belt, and as the Lord directed, and I put it around my waist. Then the word of the Lord came to me a second time. Take the belt you bought and are wearing around your waist and go now to Parath and hide it in there in a crevice in the rocks. So I went and I hid it in Parath, as the Lord had told me. Many days later, the Lord said to me, go now to Parath and get the belt I told you to hide there. So I went to Parath and dug up the belt and took it from the place where I had hidden it, but now it was ruined and completely useless. Then the word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord says. In the same way, I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. These wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who follow the stubbornness of their hearts and go after other gods to serve and worship them, will be like this belt, completely useless. For as the belt is bound around a man's waist, so I bound the whole house of Israel,
and the whole house of Judah to me, declares the Lord, to be my people for my renown and my praise and my honor, but they have not listened. In sharing this right here, and I was thinking about that belt being buried, it sort of reminded me back of the story of the 10 of the talents, where God gives us abilities and talents, and he gives us works to do. And we know that the man that got the five coins, or pieces of money, we know that he invested and he got them back. We know that the person that had two got them and doubled them back. But what happened to the person that did nothing? He buried it. In the same way that these people, instead of following after God and doing all these things, they just buried, and what they did is they backed off from bringing God glory and praise. So we don't want to be like the people in Jeremiah 13:11. We want to give 100% to the Lord. And we want to be ready, like the five virgins that prepared while the other ones did not take oil with their lamps. And I believe we're doing that as a church. I see the beauty in this church on all fronts, from so much volunteerism that happens, and yet there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. And when we are willing to give that full and 100% worship to God and dedication to God, great things are going to happen, and the Lord's going to be pleased. Okay. I apologize to you guys, but that is how much I have prepared today. I do recognize that the men of God that share with us, I now see just the value in their research and their sharing and their heart for God, and I recognize it, and I thank them for that. God bless you.